Walk. Moving around. Awesome. Noah passes Tyler, drives in. Hands up to Rowdy. Defense collapses on him. Good defense. Powerful slap as Chase comes in and knocks the ball out. All right, inbounding for Sandpoint. Dawson with the ball in the corner. Tightly guarded by Brennan. Rowdy on the sub. Gets the ball. Tyler open for three. Takes a shot. Off the back rim. Lots of black jerseys, but it just slips through their hands. Dawson's right there. Finds Peter. Rowdy open for three. A little hard to the left of the rim. This time King Cove will get it. They're down to a minute and a half. Trailing by 13. Looking for at least one more look at the basket. Brennan gets it, cuts in. Sends it down the post to Sailor where it gets deflected. Tyler with a pickup. Fast movement, gets a beautiful sweep and just can't get the left-hand layup. Chase on the fast. Fast transition now. Passes it back outside to Riley. Sailor in the corner. Chance for him to take back. Ball gets cleanly deflected by Rowdy. Great pass. Joe Smith calling for them to slow down. No need to let the ball turn over again. William gets in but sends it back outside. Rowdy's wide open from three. I think the defense, hard shot goes over the rim there. Rare missed rim there by Rowdy. 3 seconds left. William gets the shot off and does off the top of the rim. Good. Going into the second half, we're going to have Sandpoint with 18, King Cove with 5, 10 minutes on the clock. We'll be right back here on KSCP and the Sandpoint Sports Network.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring 2-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
I end up in crisis. I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving. Cause you got tired of my scheming. Sometimes I feel like everybody The family gathers around and reads it, and then someone screams out, "She's laughing up at us from hell." It's me, I am the problem. It's me, it's me. Everybody agrees, everybody agrees. It's me.
To betrayal, but you're relevant. You're terrified to look down.
Cause if you dare, you see the glare of everyone you burn just to get there. It's coming back around. And I keep my side of the street clean. You wouldn't know what I mean. Cause karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. Karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious that for you it's not? Sweet like honey. Karma is a cat purring in my lap cause it loves me. Flexing like a Vegas acrobat. Me and karma vibe like that.
Karma is your text about a bounce. Karma is a fire in your house. And she bout to pop up unannounced. And she never leaving you alone. Watch her put your ops on a throne. Got you waving pretty white flags. Feeling for that cash. Thinking it'll save ya. Now you switching up your behavior. It's okay, baby. You ain't gotta worry. Karma never gets lazy. So I keep my head up, my bread up. I won't let up. Never. Promise that you'll never endeavor with none lesser. Ever, ever. I be dragging that wagon. Karma is a beauty. Winning that pageant.
Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. Karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious that for you it's not? Sweet like honey. Karma is a cat purring in my lap cause it loves me. Flexing like a Vegas acrobat. Me and karma vibe like that. Ask me what I learned from all those years. Ask me what I earned from all those tears. Ask me why so many things.
The thunder rattling your ground. Karma's on your scent like a bounty.
You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout. But you say it in a tweet, that's a cop out. And I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't tryna mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that's stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bum, so. But you're coming at my friends like a missile. Why are you mad when you could be glad?
Could be glad.
Sunshine on the street at the parade, but you would rather be in the dark age. Just making that sign must have taken all night. You just need to take several seats and then try to restore the peace and control your urges to scream about all the people you hate. Cause shade never made anybody less gay, so. Who are killing it, but we figured you out. We all know now, we all got crowns. You need to calm down.
Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh.
You need to calm down.
Alrighty, everybody. Sorry for the big break. Phone's ringing off the hook. Okay. So, looks like we're going to be coming back after the halftime and finishing up this game up at the Sandpoint School. Had a little technical difficulties, but stick with it. Here's Steve Winwood. Roll with it.
Oh, and none of them were blue. Too many times for something more.
We've had a long time here at the Sandpoint Auditorium. Jeremy passed Tyler, rounding the corner, penetrates. Nice shot the glass, no good. Peter will get the rebound. Reed for a long three, top of the glass, no good. Rowdy gets a rebound, loses it, gets it back, and it goes outside. Tyler, who shovel passes to Ryu. Now Peter misses the fadeaway. Good shot, just can't get him to go down here. Ball now in the hands of King Cove. Ball now into Riley for three, no good. Robert with a big takedown. Lots of contact there against Robert. No foul called. Shot ball in the hands of Sandpoint now. Shot up by Ryu for three, and that's good. 31-18 now. 5:23 about to go in the game. Missed shot by Brennan. Gets the rebound, puts it up. Nice little floater, good for two. Sandpoint up by 11, 5:13 to go in the game. Shot missed by Sandpoint, rebound by Brennan, who will take it up. King Cove down by 11, less than 5 in the game. King Cove definitely come back. Shot for 3 by Chase, looks good. Oh, just over the top of the rim, just hits the top of the rim, bounces off. Beautiful line though. Rowdy with the ball. Hands up to Tyler, trying to burn the clock down. Ryu on the yellow line, swings to the right hand side. Rowdy, pump fakes, gets the defense on him. Nice pass to Peter, up and in for two. Timeout called there by King Cove, I think.
Blood time. There's blood on the court.
Oh, official timeout, blood on the court. Not sure who this one is.
Robert.
Oh, Robert. Big Robert Thompson with a little bit of a bloody nose, probably. Thanks for tuning in here to the Sandpoint Sports Network and KSCP. As always, we want to take time to thank you, the listener, for tuning in, making this a reality, whether it's local news, basketball, sports, meetings, music, and more. We even got your national and state news on there as well. We're thankful that you tune in here to KSDP. If you want to become a member, give us a call, 907-383-5737, or just message Amy Mack. She'll always take good care of you in becoming a member. If you own a company across the region, want to sponsor us, do the same thing. Give us a call, 383-5737, or contact Amy Mack. And she'll set you up for a sponsorship here. You make this happen. It's local radio for our region. 33-20. Sandpoint up by 13. We've got less than 5 minutes to go here in this game. We're in an official timeout. Looks like they're going to come out. There's always discussions about home field advantage. It'll be interesting to see how this shakes down when the teams go over there to King Cove. They'll play some basketball, I think, next weekend. And then they're going to go to Bristol Bay for the Sockeye Classic. We'll get those games on the radio as well. Don't worry about that. Ball in the hands now of Brennan Larson. Larson with the ball. Pass it down Chase for three. Just right of the line. Picked up by Rowdy. Good rebound by him. Ball now in the hands of Tyler, who takes it all the way in. It's a sweet layup. 35-20 now in favor of Sandpoint. Whistle on the play. Contact right there from Sandpoint. Ryu Viscocho with his fourth. Tyler with the foul. Tyler with the foul. King Cove will pass it on the sideline. Less than 4 minutes to go here in the game. They're down by 15. Shot by Brennan. Over the rim, rebound goes to Robert. puts it in. Can't get to go down. Ryu with the ball here. Passing it over to Rowdy. Tyler now with the ball. Peter at the free throw line. Hits the back of the rim. Stops. Goes down. Beautiful shot. Ball in the hands of Brennan, who forces up a layup. Rowdy gets the rebound. Things are trying to get a little physical here. Nice handoff to Peter for another 2 points. Peter's going off here in the fourth quarter. Ball in the hand of Riley. King Cove's 10 points up by 19. Chase can't get that three to go down. Tyler gets a layup. Sandpoint's going off here. They're now up by 21. 41 to 20 now. 3 minutes to go in the game. Sandpoint on a run. Shot for three by Riley. Nothing but net. Beautiful shot by Mr. Lynn or Wilson. Giving King Coast a much needed points. 41 to 23 now the score. 2:40 in the game. Sandpoint, will they keep trying to bump the score up a little bit? Rowdy, cross the post, puts it up again. Can't get to go down. Peter on the putback. I think in the last minute, Peter's put up 6 points at least. 43-23, Sandpoint up by 20. Robert, outside Sailor. Brennan. Pass the ball around, picked up by Reed. Nice. Ball tipped out. Last touch by King Cove. And I see some players checking in here for Sandpoint. Julian Carlson, Dawson Galvin, and Landon will check in. Peter, Jeremy, and Tyler will sit down. Ryu stays on to help lead with Rowdy. Ryu for three in the corner, wide open. Back of the rim, no good. Rowdy puts it back up, that spins out. Julian's able to get the ball, shovels out to Rowdy for three again, no good. Chase knocks the ball. Riley picks it up. 1:48 left to go, Sandpoint up by 20. And I think we're gonna be able to call this one officially a victory for Sandpoint. Chase for three, can't go down. Tipped off the hands of Robert Thompson, out of bounds. Ryu will sub in for Kaipo. Kaipo will sub in for Ryu as Kamenanga comes in for his first minutes of the game. Two eighth grade boys, Ryu and Kaipo. Both big basketball players. Brennan throws in underneath his own basket for King Cove. Hand off to Robert Thompson off his hands. Rowdy chases it down. Ball now in hands to Sandpoint. 1:20 left to go. Kaipo. Julian drives in. Over to Dawson. Rowdy for three. From the rim, no good. Kaipo gets the ball. Now in the hands of Julian for three. Could it go in? Nice line, just a little over the rim. 1 minute to go in the game. Sandpoint still with the ball. Shot up. Julian just can't get it to go down. Looking to get some points. 43-23, Sandpoint up by 20. Riley with the ball, moving over to Chase. Shot up by Chase will now go down, 26-43. Timeout called there by Sandpoint, I believe. 43-26 in favor of Sandpoint with 36 seconds left to go here in this game. Sandpoint will walk away with a victory. Their second one of the weekend. And if you're still here, in just a few moments, we're going to go over to the Rookies and Lady Eagles as they square off for their second game of the weekend over in King Cove. Lady Eagles came away with a 4-point victory yesterday. Real close matchup. There we go, last few minutes of this game. 43-26 in favor of Sandpoint. Elliot Farr, Desmond Yachmanef, Jersey Mack, and James Brook now checking in. Chase will lead the squad of young players. Kaipo brings it in. Shaden now checked in. He puts up a shot. Good line, just a little over. Out of bounds. 26 seconds left on the clock. Shane Porcicula getting his first minutes of his career. Julian gets the inbound pass. Dawson. Nice passing around. Julian tries to drive in. Puts up a floater. No good. Dawson gets a rebound. Again finds Julian. Kaipo with the ball. Takes a shot off the glass. No good. 7 seconds left to go in the game, and Chase just going to hang on to the ball and let the clock run out. Final score of this game, 43 for Sandpoint, 26 for King Cove. Again, 43 for Sandpoint, 26 for King Cove. We're going to go live now to the Lady Eagles and the rookies. This is Austin Root for KSCP and the Sandpoint Sports Network signing off.
KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support. The Unga Tribal Council is a proud sponsor of KSDP and Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. Thank you for your support.
All righty. Well, at the end, Sandpoint took the game, and we've got a final score of 43 for the Sandpoint Eagles. Final score of the Sandpoint Eagles, 43, King Cove T-Jacks. Are 26. All right. Well, we just got a phone call from King Cove, so let me throw a little bit of music on, and I was not prepared. Give me just a moment there, Chris. You're not on the air, Chris, but you're probably getting to hear me. So give me just a moment, and I'll get some music up. And we'll get you started.
State the obvious, I didn't get my perfect fantasy. I realize you love yourself more than you could ever love me. So go and tell your friends that I'm obsessive and crazy. That's fine, you won't. Tears. I'm just sitting here planning my revenge. There's nothing stopping me from going out with all of your best friends. And if you come around saying sorry to me, my daddy's gonna show you how sorry you'll be. 'Cause I hate that stupid old pickup truck. You never let me drive. You're a redneck heartbreak who's really bad at lying. Watch me strike. Sure to burn.
He said, let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now, nothing lasts forever. Said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever.
All right, sorry about that, Taylor. We're going to fade you out and go live to King Cove. We got Chris and Chris, Mr. Babcock and company, bringing you play-by-play of the Rookies and Eagles. Here we go. It's all yours.
All right, sorry about the technical difficulty there. We were also waiting for the boys' game to end. We are just about ready to enter into the second period here in King Cove, where the Lady Eagles and the Lady Rookies are playing. Your Sandpoint Eagles are up at 10, and the Lady Rookies are up to 6 right now. So it's been kind of an intense game, and was a really good game last night as the Rookies came back from a pretty large deficit and actually went ahead for a while and then ended up Eagles ended up taking it by 4 points. Well, we're looking at your King Cove Rookies 8 and your Sandpoint Eagles 10 with 11 seconds left in the first period. And we just had a turnover by Sandpoint.
See if King Cove can get a shot off.
Mary's bringing it down over to Rivera. Rivera had a good night last night. 3 3-pointers, and tries to lay it up for two, and Ella tries to put it in for two at the buzzer, and no score. So there was some pretty good shooting last night by the rookies there. Like I said, Rivera had 3 3-pointers. Both Ella and Tia were playing really good. And you had some really good shooters on the Sandpoint side, too, there with Precious and Charlotte and even Mia. Mia went under the paint or under the rim several times for some layups. So we'll see what tonight brings. A little bit of foul trouble right now for the Sandpoint girls. They're looking at 4 fouls right now, and King Cove's only looking at 1 foul right now. So we'll see if that gets a little bit better here. Nobody wants to get fouled out, especially this early in the game.
Yeah.
So, sounded like it was a good game over there in Sandpoint this evening. Appreciate Austin for broadcasting that. Yeah. And we want to thank, especially want to thank KSDP for allowing us to broadcast these games.
Yep.
I know everybody can't make it to the games, and some people like to just sit at home and listen to it also. And so I hope we're doing a good job of broadcasting play-by-play. It's good to be here with my boy, Christopher. We like to call ourselves the Chris and Chris Show. And so as we enter into the second game, second basketball game of the 2025 season, we're excited to broadcast these games and make them
available to you on KSDP. So, all right, Sandpoint's going to bring it in into Charlotte.
Charlotte got it. She's looking.
Good, Christopher.
Oh, sorry. And it's a turnover, so it's going to be Kinko's ball. Sandpoint turned the ball over, so Kinko will get the possession of the ball. And now
we got Carly.
Carly's got it
right now.
She's looking, and she needs help.
She's going to pass it over to JJ. JJ's going to put it up for two. Oh, wow! Dana, what a jump shot. And just like that, your Lady Rookies are up by one, 11-10. Charlotte's going to bring it down for Sandpoint.
And she's going to attack.
She's going to pass it over to Misty.
Misty
back out to Precious. Precious is going in.
Ooh.
And off the rim, off the backboard there.
But she has got it.
And she has got it, and she's going to bring it down. Pass it over, a little short pass to Jada.
And Jada wants to sit the offense right now.
Rivera's got it on the outside, trying to find somebody on the inside, heavily guarded by defense.
Ooh.
Rivera's got it. She's going into paint.
Ooh.
Oh, little quick pass over to Jada.
Oh.
And
got to watch out, man. You got to watch out for that, the pain, man.
Yeah. Line by our time violation there.
Yeah, you really got to be careful because that clock is ticking.
Yep. Good defense by Sandpoint, though, keeping them out of the paint. And we'll see. Oh, nice.
Oh, what
a step away there by King Cove. And Ella's going to pass it. He is going to pass it over to Rivera. And a little bit of a scramble there.
Oh!
And it looks like we're going to have a jump ball.
Carly dives in.
As Misty and Carly go for that ball. And so King Cole's got the bonus.
Now that's what I'm talking about. You did.
And so Jada's going to bring it in.
I love it.
Out to Carly. Carly's taken. Back out to Tia. Tia no good. Misty there for the rebound for Sandpoint. Down to Morgan. Morgan's going to bring it down for Sandpoint. Good defense by King Cove, keeping him out of the paint there. Charlotte's going to go. No good. Rebounded by Ella.
Ella, yeah.
The Lewis girl's there. Carly got and she got called travel.
Carly's got to be careful, man.
Travel. We got some subs coming in.
And Mary May is going to come in for Carly. So the senior captain, Mary May.
Charlotte's quick little pass to Misty. Misty's on the inside, going to try to drive in. Out to Mia. Mia tries for three, no good. Rebounded by Precious. Back out to Morgan. All the way over back to Mia.
Wow.
And off of Jada Bear's hands. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was tipped off Sandpoint.
They're reading those plays in the paint. They're trying to get them into the paint.
So Mary and Jada will bring it down.
All right.
Over to Rivera. Back out to Ella. Ella was thinking about it. Back to Rivera.
Oh, no.
Blocked by Morgan.
Oh, no.
And we got a foul.
Gotta be careful on that.
I don't know if it's going to be Rivera. Oh.
Yeah, it's Rivera. She got
Rivera. Foul on Rivera there. Oh, timeout.
That's Rivera.
Second foul now.
All right. We want to thank our sponsors for making KSDP Radio possible.
Mm-hmm.
Precision Air,
yeah.
The Aleutians East Borough, the City of Sandpoint, the City of King Cove,
yep.
And there's many, many more. We're excited that KSDP is broadcasted in almost every one of our communities within the borough. And we appreciate what KSDP does, not only with the games, but with local radio. I enjoy listening to Big Wave Dave during the weekday. And so we appreciate everything that KSDP does, also with putting out the weather. Also, that's very important, too. So hats off to KSDP, and we thank you for what you guys do within the communities of the Aleutians East Borough. If you're not doing anything, we invite you to come down.
a little less crowd, a little less people tonight, but there certainly is room. There's lots of good refreshments. We've got slushies down here, and many, many other refreshments. Come out and support the junior class as they get ready to raise money to go to close-up. And we're going to go ahead and come in off of this timeout, and it'll be Sandpoint ball, and King Cobra's a little slow coming out, and here we go. And over to Morgan, back out to Precious. Back to Morgan.
Morgan's thinking.
Inside,
oh, wow, they read that play.
Inside the key to Precious and couldn't connect, and King Cole was there with the defense.
They
so
read that.
Brings it up. Over to Rivera, almost lost it. Managed to get it in there with one hand. Back out to Mary. Inside to Rivera, heavily guarded. Back out to Mary. Back over to Jada. Jada says she's going to put up the two.
Oh,
good. Rebounded by Tia and then taken away by Morgan. So Sandpoint will bring it down. Both of these teams keeping each other out of the paint, making them have to take long shots.
Yep.
Or if they do go into the paint, they're getting there's some scrapping going on in there.
Oh, wow.
Kicked away. Mary's bringing it down for King Cole. Going all the way into Tia. Tia's going to put up for two.
Oh, yes!
And Tia was heavily contested, and she put up 2 points. So we got your rookies 13 and your Eagles 10 with 4:13 left in the second period. All the way out to Missy, back into Morgan. Back into Mia. Mia's under the paint. Oh, and she's going to draw. She's going to get a foul there. Mia was going in for two there, and King Cole brings the foul.
Oh.
It'll be, what do you say, 1-0?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
1-4.
Yep. So that will be Jada's first
foul.
And Mia will go to the line for two.
Yep.
First shot is up and is no good.
Sometimes when you make these shots at the line, you get jitterbugs and stuff like that. It's always the thing in the games like that. But these are like opportunities to
your free throws can make or break a game. They really can, especially if it gets down to the wire. Second shot is up and no good. Also rebounded by Tia. Back over to Mary.
All right, they're going
to. King Cole will bring it up. Mary's looking for a setup. Over to Jada. Jada was thinking about it. Back out to.
Oh, no.
A little bit of bobble pass in there, and Sandpoint comes away with the ball. All the way down to Precious.
Ooh.
No good. Excuse me, Summer.
Summer, yeah.
Ooh. Wild pass.
Tia,
and it comes off the hands of Missy. And so it'll be King Cove's ball.
Jada's giving commands. Figure out what they're doing.
Going to Mary.
There you go.
Mary's going to work it around the outside.
Mary's trying to find that play they want.
Again, there it is. There it is.
Rebound.
Fight. Almost fight there for the ball, but Missy comes away with it. She's going cross country.
Oh,
so good. Pushes off of her, but he has got it all the way.
And it's a charge.
And he is going to be charged with a charge.
That was a good charge right there. I give credit. That was good.
Whew. No points put on. It was almost a charging down at the other end there, too.
Man, that was insane.
And so Tia will draw that foul. That brings her to her second foul, it looks like. Out to Misty. Charlotte.
Away.
Mary.
She read that play quick almost.
But it'll be Sandpoint's ball on their side of the court. Into Charlotte. Keeping them outside. And Mia's going to drive in. She stepped in. Out to Missy.
She's thinking.
Back out to Mia on the outside. Cross court. And Sandpoint turnover.
Yep.
King Cole.
I've seen that.
Long pass.
too high.
It's those long passes. You got to really be careful on those long passes.
So Jada's going to inbound it to or throw it in to Mary.
Mary.
Over to Jada. Back out to Ella into Caden. Caden puts it up no good. Saved by Mary. Still King Cone's ball. Mary's going to plug it back out. He's going to try a three. No good.
Oh, what a
rebound by Caden. Caden's trying to get in there. No good.
Oh, what a assist
by
good.
Ella.
Wow.
So Caden with an assist by Ella there.
Oh.
2 points by Ella there.
Wow, that was good assist by help right there.
So that brings the Rookies 15.
Yep.
And the Eagles 10.
Ten.
And Sam Point's calling a timeout. They want to figure out some
what's going on.
Some things. King Cove is in this period is up with 3 fouls, and your standpoint is no fouls in this period. So officiating tonight is done by Charles Mack and Joe Calver. There are officiating referees of the game tonight.
Yep. No, I give credit to two of these teams. They're fighting. They're scrapping. This is rivalry basketball. It's all about what you have to do is you have to win and stay alive and fight to keep this going. It's all about this, like, weirdness rivalry between the Rookies and the Lady Eagles. I've been watching these girls play. It's all intense.
All right. The refs have whistled, and the buzzer came off that we're going to start come back in off of the timeout here. It'll be Sandpoint's ball on King Cove's side of the court. So they got to bring it down as Charlotte brings it down for Sandpoint.
Charlotte's going to look for something. She wants it. She wants it.
Ooh, Dia almost had that.
Dia was going in for the block pass there and knocked it out of bounds. And so it'll be King Cove's ball.
Wow.
Caden Wilson is in